Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provocative. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
Hi, this is Red Boy.
And I'm Absolute Amy.
And you're barely listening to Barely of the Barely Podcast, our friend barely north of the cornfields.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely.
Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is Barely. Of course, I was just introduced. thank you for coming into episode number 29. I apologize, it has taken me a while to get it out. Real life has been kicking my butt, and it has not even been funny. So I'm not going to be mentioning too much of it, but yeah, it's been kicking my butt lately, and that's actually kind of frustrating because I wanted to get the show out. So, what it looks like, I kind of got a week's vacation from the show, which actually kind of annoyed me a little bit. So, here's episode 29. Talk about lucky, huh? Throughout the show, I am going to be interspersing some voicemails I did get throughout the week. Also going to hopefully have some music here. And I am also going to be talking about several things here I hope you will enjoy. I'm going to talk about how my printer at work died loudly. Jabba Red actually happened. Did I rip my pants? I really, really want to know. Did I just rip my pants? Also, you're not going to believe how screwed up our lanes are here in Chicago. I also do a review and a story from Japan. And you finally learn why I consider 29 my lucky number. So buckle up, folks. This is going to be an interesting ride.
Hey, Barely, congratulations on episode number 29. This is Adrian from The Gas. And I think I know where the 29 comes from, all right? But yeah, I Googled Lucky 29. And what came up? The Lucky 29 Club. Dude, it's a massage parlor in Manhattan. So I'm thinking Barely got a little bit lucky at the Lucky 29 Club. So that's my guess. I don't know. Right or wrong, beats the hell out of me, but sounds pretty good. So here's episode number 29 at the Lucky 29 Club in Manhattan. Hey!
I was sitting the other day at work, and with what I do with my job, I do a lot of printing. Actually, within my department, or my sub-department within my big department, I'm the only one with their own printer. So, I mean, if that tells you anything about how much printing I do, I mean, I'll go through 500 sheets of paper in 2-3 days. I mean, that, and yeah, if I do have to print, screw up, I throw it in the recycle bin, blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, I kind of feel bad. But don't get me wrong, I'm not like, oh, we gotta all use environmental cars. No, the only reason why I would get like a hydrogen car or something like that is just because I drive so damn much and gas is getting too damn expensive. So that's really the only reason why I would do that. But I'm sitting there and I'm printing, and pretty much everyone around me is on big wigs all over the world, actually. There was a big conference call that had involved almost everybody but me. So I'm just doing my job, and my printer for the past few days has been making a hum. And it only happens when I'm printing. It's not sitting there just humming along. It's only when I print. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird, but okay. And I didn't think anything of it. Stupid me should have. Because while everyone's on this big conference call, my printer goes from that annoying little hum that no one could hear too loud squeal, which sounds like I'm choking a flock of ducks. That's right. I was choking ducks with my printer. And my boss comes out of his office and he's like, "What the heck is that?" I think his expression was, "Who's killing a duck in here?" The big guy down the hall, who is kind of the head of the whole department, comes over kind of annoyed. He's like, "Who's making that noise? It's coming from this area." And, of course, what am I doing? I'm frantically trying to turn it off. I'm pulling at all cords. I'm like, and you know, when you get into a situation like this, your initial instinct is just to turn it off as fast as possible, which is what I'm trying to do. But you panic a little bit because I know everyone's on this big call. What do? I'm pushing buttons. I'm trying to open the front just to stop the gears from rolling. Which, of course, when something doesn't work right away, I'm jumping onto something else. I'm not fulfilling. I'm not going through and doing everything that I should do. So I reach behind the printer, and there's a lot of cables that are going in. I was using the printer to hide all the cables that had to run in and out of the desk, too, like power cords and the network cables and all that, and any extra cabling I had for anything. I kind of shoved in the hole that was sitting right behind the printer. Make the desk look pretty. Well, that screwed me up even more, because I'm trying to figure out which cable is for what, and I found the, not the power cord for the printer, I found the data cord. So I literally ripped open the side of the printer, and a big snap, and this piece that was covering the port flies off. And I mean, it flew across the room. I yanked that cable out as hard as I could. It's still squealing. I'm like, crap! So I finally yank out the printer, which pops the cord. Fortunately, when I had shoved the extra power cable through the hole, it got jammed. So there was just enough for that. But when I yanked it, boom, whole thing stopped. And I'm standing there and I'm like, what? I stopped printer from making noise. And I'm just breathing heavily, and I can even feel like sweat hitting the top of my forehead, and everyone's looking at me. And my boss starts laughing because I'm just standing there and I'm breathing heavily because I've been panicking for about 30, 45 seconds, frantically trying to turn this thing off. He just starts busting up. Everyone in the department starts busting up. And I'm just standing there, and I have that crazed look in my eye, and I'm just, what I wanted to do is I wanted just to slam the printer down on the ground, kind of like an end zone touchdown dance spike thing, just bam, and just watch it shatter. And of course I didn't do that, because then I would have to pay for the new printer. Fortunately, folks, I am getting a new printer at work. It's going to be smaller. It's going to be quieter. I think a dot matrix printer would have been quieter than what the duck noises my computer was making.
Hey, Barely, this is Steve from the Wicked Good Podcast. Just calling to wish you congratulations on finally reaching the milestone of your 29th show. So a hearty congratulations for doing that. And I'm looking forward to the next 29 and whatever multiples of 29 are, but I'm not doing any math. Congratulations.
Well, I know a few weeks ago I had mentioned Jabba Red. Yes, there is one person at work who we refer to as Jabba, as in Jabba the Hutt. Annoying, you don't want him around you, but occasionally he does show up. Well, my friend Andrew, who I do Chat Buffet with, and yes, we are putting it back out. There should be a new show out here very shortly. If I'm mistaken, then I'm mistaken. But we did record another show, so we have two ready to, should have two ready to go within the next 7 to 10 days. But I have something set up with Andrew where we have an instant message system set up within our company. And if one of us yells Jabba Red on it, that means call me. Well, we've never had to use it. We've always gotten up to orange, but we've never had to go red. Well, that happened yesterday. Yesterday became Jabba Red. course, what happens is the guy comes over, he drops something off, I have the thing launched, ready to go, I have Jabba Red typed in. Of course, the guy won't stand behind me, he will stand off to the side so he really can't see my monitor. All I have to do is hit enter. That's all I would have to do. I'm ready, I'm just looking around, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a Jabba Red moment. I know it, it's going to be a Jabba Red moment. Of course, I've said that, I think, for 3 weeks now, and I haven't had to use it, fortunately. Again, we had to this time. He starts talking to me about Superman. Well, I never really got into Superman. I mean, it was a movie I went to see, and I saw a couple of them with Christopher Reeve and everything, but I was never like, ooh, Superman, ooh, do-do-do-do-do, gotta watch Superman. Never did that. It just wasn't my thing. And so he's like, hey, are you into Superman? I'm like, no, not at all. I have no inclination to really see it. He's like, oh, well, blah, 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 and starts going into it. And I'm like, dude, no inclination. At this point, I hit enter, expecting my phone to ring within 20 seconds. Because these things fly back and forth really quick. I mean, it's an instant message system, and this one's within our intranet at work. So you would think it should be really quick. I'm sitting there for a minute, and nothing, and this guy's going on and on and on. Oh, yeah, well, they're doing this big thing about Superman. And I'm looking, and I'm typing Jabba Red in all caps now. It's like, Jabba Red, come on, return. Nothing. All of a sudden, the guy who sits across from me, who Jabba could not see, he's like, hey, B, get over here. I need you to help me out with this call. I'm like, okay, no clue what was going on. So I walk over there, and he's like, he just keeps talking on the phone, and he starts laughing, and I hear Jabba go into the elevator bay and take the elevator down, and he's like, you know who I'm talking to, don't you? I'm like, let me guess, it's Andrew? He's like, yeah, I have no clue why he did, but he just said, you need to call B over here right now. So I got called over. And that's how I saved myself from Jabba, folks. I mean, it's really one of those things where you have to be thinking through. And then I had explained the whole thing out to him. Of course, at the same time, he's thinking, I should have this system with you, because I need the help from the guy, too. So, folks, it's not just me that he's kind of getting on to. It's everybody in my department. I think it's everybody in the company.
Hey, Barely, this is the Philosophy Guy from philosophyguy.net. Hey, congratulations on your 29th episode of Barely Podcasting Podcast. I remember you when you were just barely 10 episodes old. It's a great feeling to see you go so far, so fast, unlike me, who's been slugging along for a year, and I'm on episode 20. Well, anyway, I'm not quite sure why 29 is so important to you. You may have told us, and I forgot, other than it's your lucky number. Well, my lucky number is 30, because my birthday's on the 30th, okay? So maybe I could have a special Philosophy Guy episode at number 30. And by my calculations, that might be sometime in December. Well, take care. Talk to you soon. Congratulations again, and talk to you later. Bye.
Yes, folks. One more work story. I swear, it's not all interesting things that happen to me at work. Well, yeah, they do, because I kind of work with interesting people. But I'm not sure if I've really ever explained this out. I have a very limited amount of pants. And the reason why is I'm very particular about my pants. It's not that it has to be a certain brand or anything. No. What I want are the pockets. Because when you sit down, the pockets kind of bow out a little bit. And that happens with all pants. I want the liner of the pants not to be white. I want them to be black. And the reason why is most of my pants are black anyway. I don't want it showing. I mean, I just think it looks bad. Unless you get the, exquisitely tailored pants that just fit absolutely perfectly. No, I'm a big boy. I want black lined pants. Is that really a difficult thing to think of, folks? Well, I found one place that has them. Ironically,
It's Sam's Club, so I get my pants for cheap. But I have enough to get me through a work week. I have to wash my pants every week. I know that's pathetic, but still, I have to wash my pants every week. Otherwise, I'm going in with dirty pants. Not a good idea to go in with dirty pants. But I'm sitting there. Well, and with this, I mean, like I said, limited amount of pants, so I need to make sure I keep them fine. And I go over, and I have to talk with people all day at my job. I mean, that's just the nature of my job. I have to talk with them. I have to negotiate timelines and everything. It's really an intricate job, I guess you can say. I mean, there's times where I'm just like, man, I'm just pushing paper. Then there's other times where I'm just a big negotiator. So it's dynamic. And I'm doing one of my negotiating things. I had to go over to this guy's office, and I start talking with him, and we start talking baseball. I mean, yeah, I'm a big baseball fan. And we start talking baseball, but I'm purposely there to be negotiating. And I lean up against the wall. Well, he has a plant ledge because he has a windowed office. Well, the plant ledge had a sharp corner on it. I didn't realize it, and I'm standing right there, and I shift. All I was doing was just shifting my weight from one foot to the other. And I swear I heard ripping pants. That is the most terrifying thing you can think of, namely when I live so far away from work, I can't just run home and replace my pants. Also, where I would have ripped them, right in the ass crack. So I would have been sitting there with my ass hanging out, or at least my ass crack showing. Well, the boxers showing through the rip, but, you know, right in the ass crack. Not saying that I'm going commando. I'm not. Never mind. I'm going to completely stop that train of thought. Oh, boy, I'm a dork. But I swore I heard ripping cloth. And so what? For the rest of the day, I'm reaching around and grabbing my ass. I'm like, oh, did I rip him? Did I rip him? Of course, I'm sure everyone's looking at me thinking, did he give himself a wedge? Because, I mean, I'm grabbing. I'm like, okay, if I grab here, it pulls the fabric a little bit, and I'd have to reach my other hand back and kind of feel, is there a hole or anything? I was doing that for the rest of the day. Fortunately, there wasn't any hole, but, I mean, just think of it. Watching a guy pretty much squeeze his own ass at work all day, and this happened in the morning. And you wonder, folks, why I'm not in a mental institution? I mean, look at me. I'm just sitting there grabbing my ass all day for no reason, apparently. I just wish someone else would grab it. I'm not sure if I've really ever described how I go to work and how I come home. There's a lot of expressways in the Chicagoland area, which gives me a lot of opportunities to use different routes. And using different routes means you see something in the morning that you will not probably see until the next morning. The traffic patterns in Chicago, and for those of you who are from Chicago can verify what I'm saying, for those of you who don't live in Chicago, I'd guess feel a little bit grateful you don't have to deal with a lot of this. It is a nightmare. And also what they've been doing here in Illinois is trying to do what's called open road tolling. It's an interesting concept where you have a sensor in your car and you can drive right through these sensors at speed so you don't have to slow down. But if you're from out of state or you don't have one of these things, you pull off, in essence, get off the expressway and pay your toll, then get back on. So you still get ripped off by the state, but yet at the same time, you're not slowing everybody else down.
Well, they've been building all of these in the existing toll plaza, so that has created a lot of traffic, a lot of construction, and they're doing it all at once. Every expressway is getting nailed at once on this. I think there's like four or five crews. They're doing four or five at a time all over the state. Of course, the only toll roads are really in the Chicagoland area. Go figure. We have to pay for everybody. you gotta love the government foresight. Morons. Anyway, getting back on topic. I'm driving to work yesterday morning, and there was still all this construction. So it's like, okay, no problem. There's construction, blah, blah, blah. What's new? I drive home a different route, so I don't see what's going on. Well, as I'm driving into work this morning, the construction's gone. It's completely gone. So I'm like, yeah, this is great. No construction. Things are going to fly faster. I might even be able to sleep in an extra 10 minutes. Yay. And then I get into the zone where the construction used to be. And I'm in the center lane. It's a 3-lane expressway at this point. Actually, it turns into a 4-lane. I'm in one of the two center lanes. There are, for my lane, there's 4 road markers. So there's one, going from right to left, there's one, and then maybe about a foot or two over, there's another one. And then you go the full width of the road, or of the lane, then there's one, and then there's about a foot beyond that is another one. So you have 4 of them here, and you're not sure which ones are corresponding with the other ones, and needless to say, I was trying to get my camera phone ready to just to try to take a picture of this. I might try to do it Monday or tomorrow or whenever. Oh my God, folks, this was extremely confusing. I'm like, am I in my lane? Am I in the guy's next to me lane? Am I in the guy on the other side of me's lane? I didn't know. And I'm sitting there driving 70 miles an hour trying to figure out which lane I'm in. Am I crowding someone out? And I mean, there's cars on either side of me, and I'm kind of driving in the middle going, I don't know if I'm in the right lane. Oh, crap. Nothing like indecision at 70, huh? I guess that's what's going to happen to all of us when we turn that age, but not at 70 miles an hour. I don't want that indecision.
You gotta take me back to Detroit, a Big Ten, Michigan.
My wife is having one heck of an effect onto my little girl. Most little girls that are about 2.5, what do they want? They want, like, Dora on television. You can ask any parent. You'll either hear Dora, Teletubbies, Booba, Sesame Street. There's all those TV shows. And usually that's what these kids gravitate for. My little girl is different. And I can only thank my wife for this one. My little girl gets picked up from her daycare. And what does she want to do? Daddy, Walmart. Daddy, Target. Yes, folks, my little girl wants to go shopping. I can't stand shopping. And my little girl's like, Walmart. I mean, she knows them by name and by sight. She will see the Target logo, and she knows that's Target. And she, anytime we drive by one, she'll see it, and she's like, ooh, Target. We drive by the Walmart. Ooh, Walmart. I mean, it's kind of like that. It's like she's mesmerized. I don't know what kind of influence my wife is being, but my wallet is definitely going to feel this one. All I know, folks, is if we have another one, I really hope it's a boy. I need some testosterone in this house. I need someone to say, hey, let's go watch the ball game. Ooh, Walmart. That's going to be the death of me.
Barely's time in Japan. No wonder they call us ugly Americans.
Okay, folks, do you know what that music means? It's time for How Did I Look Like a Complete Idiot in Japan? Well, I do that anyway, pretty much every day of my life anyway, so hey, why not over there too? Well, what I wanted to talk about is kind of how the language works over there. It's very different than here in America. First of all, the written language is different. Instead of, like, I think the English language has 26 written characters, A through Z. That's your 26. Well, the Japanese language has roughly 20,000. Yes, folks, I said 20,000. And that's broken up into three different written languages. So needless to say, an American coming over knowing only 26 characters for their language really kind of gets bent over a barrel when it comes to trying to learn the Japanese language, where it's like 20,000 and it's three different written languages. The reason why there's three is it actually makes a lot of sense because they do not use a space between words. So like with the show name, Barely Podcasting, there's barely space podcasting. Makes sense. I mean, there's the space. That's how you tell if it's a different word. In Japanese, what would happen is it would be all one word, but the barely would be in one written language, podcasting would be in another written language. However, it's translated over to the Japanese, of course. And then the third language comes into everything foreign. So the foreign countries, foreign names, foreign whatever, something that's not Japanese is all written in this other language. Go figure. Just because we're not part of it, we have to have our own special language, or that could be a good thing. But one thing that it's always gotten me, and it's kind of where the nickname Barely comes from, is they do not have R's and L sounds. They kind of blend the two together. So they don't differentiate an R and an L. Whereas Barely, B-A-R-E-L-Y. Well, with my real name, Barry, which I know I've mentioned here on the show a couple times before, I was also known as, let's see, Barely, Barley, Barely, Belly, and any other combination you can come up with where you're switching that R and the L. So that, I kept calling in, and it became kind of a thing that I would do is just see how many different versions I can have. And I had this little chart on the back of my door in the apartment we lived in that I had every version I could think of. And whenever I'd order like a pizza or something, yes, there were pizza places over there, so I didn't have to miss out on pizza. I will get to that part in a little bit, in a few shows, I believe. But I had this whole list of just the names, and then I would just check off. It's like, okay, hey, they actually got my name right, so I'd put a check next to Barry. Or Barely would come up. Barely was actually, I would say my name, I'd say Barry, and they would come up. For the most part, they came up with Barely. So I got used to it then, but it was never a nickname that stuck. That was later. And that'll be a story here at the end of the show. But yeah, so that's really how all the language works, and the biggest difference always was that R's and the L's. Always flipped it around for me. I was always interested to see what connotation of my name would come up. It was always interesting when I'd be called Belly. Yes, pizza here for a belly. That's right. Pizza's going right in my belly.
We gotta go back to Chicago, down the Halsted Street. I wanna hang around the Checkerboard Lounge and give me something good to eat. Wrigley's in the Windy City.
The review I'm going to do this week is for a show I've listened to for a little bit, but never really got caught on to it until very recently. It just, all of a sudden, a spark went off in my head, and I'm like, this show is just really good. I'm not sure if it was the host who kind of tweaked it a little bit and kind of got into his groove, or if it was just me. But I'm enjoying this show like you would not believe. And I'm going to warn you, folks, right off the top of the bat, it's not a family-friendly show. It's not a work-safe show. Heck, it's probably not a show safe enough to even be played in your house. That's why I play it in my car. And the show even warned you right in the beginning, this is not family safe, it is not work safe. The show I'm reviewing is Public Nuisance Radio. It's actually started by, well, the host is the friend of Corby from the Twisted Pickle, Mikey. Mikey and Corby grew up together and are really good friends, and Corby kind of got Mikey to start up a show, which is actually really good. Mikey has come up with several different segments. He talks a little bit about his life and about just kind of really demented stuff that comes out. You wouldn't believe half the stuff that he keeps coming up with, and yet at the same time, it comes up every week. I mean, it's one thing after another after another. So Mikey, I mean, he really does do a very good job at getting the whole story out and really having fun with it. I have a feeling he doesn't take himself too seriously. He has a lot of the same phobias I do, which is actually quite encouraging. His latest episode, he was talking about his phobia of spiders. I have the same phobia. I can't stand them. But as he's describing this whole scenario, you just sit back and I could feel him crawling on me and I'm freaking out. And again, I'm driving. Probably not the wisest thing to be listening to a story about spiders by someone who's telling a really good story. But he did, and I did. Fortunately, the car is still in one piece. But he also has a good segment on stupid sex stories. And it's not like things that go on while engaged in the act. It's news clippings that just happen to revolve around a sex theme. Some of them are pretty weird. Some of them are pretty interesting. But yet they're all strange. They're way out there. You have to wonder how these people ever didn't win a Darwin Award. And if you don't know what a Darwin Award is stupid ways to die, I guess you could say. Kind of Darwinism catching up with you. But he comes up with it, and honestly, he does not hold back either. He'll let you know what he thinks of these people, and usually it's they're a moron. Again, he does a little bit less family safe, work safe kind of thing. But still, he comes up with just great, great stories. So definitely check out Mikey. He is just a great podcaster. He started probably a little bit after I did, and he has definitely hit his groove. So yeah, check out Mikey at Public Nuisance Radio, which is at www.publicnuisanceradio.com. If I have it wrong, I will have it correct in the show notes. I'm not looking. Right now, I'm watching the meters go up and down. I'm a dork. Anyway, yeah, check out Mikey at Public Nuisance Radio. It's at publicnuisanceradio.com. And if you are a first-time listener, let him know that you're listening. And also let him know that Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over.
It's the audio freak show that's worse than the voices in your head. This is Public Nuisance Radio.
He came to the door in a green onesie with a diaper full and a binky in his mouth.
He looked at him with a big, retarded grin, and his response was, "Mama, I got a penguin."
Well, he de-pantsed him, and lo and behold, I saw either women's underwear or what looked to be the most ugly, uncomfortable-looking pair of men's underwear. I don't think friendship should be formed in the bathroom while I've got my penis in my hand. It just seems wrong.
For more sick and twisted tales of Mikey's freak show life, tune in to www.publicnuisanceradio.com. It's not safe for work and most likely not safe for most homes either.
Okay, I'm wrapping up here, folks. I swear, I definitely am wrapping up. But I do want to let you know why 29 has been my lucky number. And no, if you go back and kind of have read some of the stuff that's been in the shout box and everything, no, none of those answers are right. That's not when I was first with a woman. It's not... What were some of the other answers? That was the one that always stuck out. That was when I lost my virginity. No. I'd already been married for 2 years at that point. It definitely was not career, because just shortly before my 30th birthday, I got canned. Actually, it was the Friday before. from a job that royally sucked, and I held that job for the entire year. It's not anything that spectacular, actually. Sorry to let you down, folks, but it wasn't all that spectacular on why 29's my lucky number. When I was in college at the University of Dayton, I joined a fraternity, Sigma Phi Epsilon. And actually, we were not a fully chartered house. We were a... You don't do anything fraternity-wise for a while, and you just completely forget about it. We were still kind of working towards it. So what happened was I was in a pledge class early on in the whole life of this. Sigma Phi Epsilon is actually one of the biggest fraternities in the country. And actually, Dr. Seuss was a Sig Ep, so hey, he's a fraternity brother of mine. But my roll number is 29. That's where I got it. So every number that I've always kind of bet on afterwards, when I do the lottery and I actually pick it, 29 is always there. Anytime I've played roulette, 29 was my number, and I started winning money that way. So I was like, hey, this is a lucky number for me. And ever since then, 29 has always been my number. So, yeah, besides the fact that when I was 29, that year just sucked, it's a good number for me. Man, that was 4 years ago. God, I'm getting old. So, yeah, that's why 29's lucky for me. But I just kind of wanted to wrap up. I wanted to thank everybody. I've been kind of interspersing some of the voicemails I've been getting this week. I definitely appreciate them. Also, did get a little bit of activity all over the place, which has actually been really kind of cool. First of all, I got one from Eric at the Eric Hour. I believe that is his podcast. I've yet to check it out, but I am definitely going to check it out here pretty soon. It's, hey, Barely, heard your show through the Twisted Pickle a couple weeks ago, and I've been playing catch-up on your episodes ever since. Just wanted to say hi, and I'm enjoying the show. Keep up the great work, Eric. Hey, Eric, thank you. I definitely appreciate it. I am such a dork, but hey, Corby, thank you for mentioning me a few times, getting me a few of your listeners. I definitely appreciate it. Hopefully, I'm sending over some your way as well. But yeah, so that was pretty much the email I got, besides all the voicemails that did come in. And let's see. Oh, definitely. I think I am going to go over to the Frapper map. Yes, folks, I think I had a little bit of activity. And, of course, I'm right. I'm always right on these kind of things. Actually, I have a new addition to the Frapper map. It's Bill Grady from the You Are the Guest podcast, which I did feature a couple weeks ago. So, hey, thank you, Bill. Thanks for joining onto the Barely podcasting train. Does that mean we're barely moving? So welcome, Bill. He's from Fort Dodge, Iowa. And again, check out his podcast. It's really a good show. I believe you would definitely enjoy it. Definitely does make you think. Also, I think that's pretty much it, besides all the voicemails that I've been interspersing here. I've also been trying to get in a little bit, just a little bit, of some music. And you might recognize the voice and the style of music. It also is from music.podshow.com. It's George Thorogood. Yes, the guy who's bad to the bone, the one bourbon, one shot, one beer guy. He's now pod safe. He's released his latest album, which some of it is available at the PodSafe Music Network. So big name people are finally figuring out that, hey, being on a podcast is actually really good exposure. So yeah, I've been putting in a little bit of George Thorogood here. Also wanted to thank Red Boy and Absolute Amy for the intro. I definitely appreciate it. And until next week, folks, thank you, and I will see you on episode 30.
Hey, Barely, this is the Philosophy Guy from the Philosophy Guy Show, and don't tickle me. We're just calling you and saying hi, and...
Hi.
And seeing that you got a new number, 206-984-DORK. Oh, man, you're such a dork. I know. Hey, talk to you soon, and stay safe out there, and thanks. Bye.
Okay, I know. I just had this good night's extra going out, getting ready to say, hey, thanks for listening, and then I forget one thing I wanted to put on. Actually, the ways you can get in touch with me. Talk about being a dork. I completely forget about it, and I did a big change on that this week. First of all, you can reach me at barelypodcasting.com. You can go over to the website, which is at www.barelypodcasting.com. I have a My Chingo there where you can leave me, in essence, a voicemail message if you have a microphone hooked up to your computer. I mean, talk about easy. And also, you can just type me a message. I'm checking it all the time. If I'm near a computer, I usually check it, and I will interact. So, I mean, it's a way to be able to interact directly with Barely. I mean, it's barely exciting. And finally, I have a new voicemail line. That's right, folks. I did change it, even though the last one, it was really good. It rolled off the tongue really easily. This one, I think, is going to be a lot easier to remember. It's 206-984-DORK. That's right, I'm a dork. My phone, my voicemail line even confirms it. So if you want to give me a call, it's 206-984-DORK. I love it. Okay, folks, so I will see you next week on episode number 30. How the hell can I do any work with this?